How the Beggar Boy Won the Chief's Daughter. A long time ago in Africa, there lived a very large iguana on the top of a very high tree. This iguana was beautiful. He had green, leathery skin with yellow and red dots on it. He had a long tail. Not far away from this tree was the kraal of the chief of the country round about. And on his daily walk, the chief walked by the tree. And one day he noticed the iguana. And he became fascinated with its beauty and elegance. He went back to his village, and he ordered his subjects to go to the tree and fetch him the iguana unharmed, for he wanted to keep it as a pet. But the iguana was smart. He had chosen a tree that was impossible to climb, and many were the snares and traps set to catch the iguana, but one by one they failed. The harder it was to get the iguana, the more the chief wanted it. And so he decided to announce to all the villages from all the lands around that he would give his oldest daughter, who was beautiful and intelligent, in marriage for the one capable to get him the iguana. Many were the warriors and intelligent men that came, for his daughter was beautiful and intelligent. And they tried all different ways, traps, ropes, but they were not able to get the iguana. They failed. One day, a boy came. He was in rags. His hair was unkempt for lack of care. His skin was gray and cracked.
"What do you want, boy?"
said one of the chief's subjects. I'm here to marry the chief's daughter."
And all the elders laughed at the boy. They laughed hard.
But the chief was kind, and when he heard the laughter,
"Wait."
And he walked over to the boy.
"Let me see if this boy has the brains to catch the clever one for me. If he does, he shall have the prize he seeks."
The elders quieted down, and the boy went away, soon to return carrying a goat, a dog, fresh grass, and cassava flour. Then the boy set off towards the tree, and when he got there, he tied the goat to one side of the tree, the dog to the other side. The boy built a fire and cooked the cassava flour and made some porridge. Then he placed the porridge in front of the goat and the grass in front of the dog. The iguana was way up on the top of the tree, observing the whole situation.
The dog wouldn't eat the fresh grass,
nor the goat the porridge. So the boy started losing his patience, and he grabbed the grass and started shoveling the grass into the dog's mouth. And then he would grab the porridge and shovel it into the goat's mouth, but they all spat everything out and moved away from the food. And the iguana was watching it even closer and growing impatient, for she thought that boy was a fool. And the boy kept on trying, but it wouldn't work. The dog wouldn't eat the grass, nor the goat would eat the porridge. And so the iguana had to say something. "Hey, you fool! Don't you see you're feeding them the wrong food?" And the boy smiled and kept on doing his way. And the iguana said, "You fool! You're doing it wrong. The porridge belongs to the dog, and the grass belongs to the goat." "Well," said the boy, "if you're so smart and you know everything, why don't you come down and teach me how, because I'm confused." And so the iguana, proud of herself, climbed down the tree, took the grass from the dog, and placed it in front of the goat. And when the iguana was about to get the porridge
from the goat and placed in front of the dog, the boy sneaked from behind the iguana and with a sack and ropes had it thrusted up like a chicken. Ha! Gotcha! And he triumphantly walked back to the chief's village and presented the iguana right there in front of the chief and his elders. And that is how, my friends, the beggar boy got to marry the chief's daughter.